Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri. And with me, well, is who?
Well, your daughter.
Which one?
Your oldest.
Yeah, Shelley. And she was on last week with her new husband, Tom.
Yes.
And they were talking about Pentecost.
Yes, our Pentecostal roots and God being a supernatural God and doing wonderful things today.
He's a supernatural God and he is big. Mm-hmm. And he created everything, and this is quite a day that we're living in. And we're actually here on Wednesday, and this is August 18, 2010, and we've just had our prayer meeting. And it was a wonderful prayer meeting. You can be it's archived, mm-hmm. and you can go on and be with us. We have a prayer meeting every Wednesday at noon that we stream live, and it reaches out. We have more than 12,000 computers that join us. Some are churches, some are Bible groups, study groups, prayer groups. And then we have archives mm-hmm. that people get on other times. So praise the Lord. We're just thankful for that. Now today, our prayer did take a certain turn. And it did out here Sunday at prayer. And this, I'm reading to you. Now, you're going to be hearing this on Monday. Something will have happened on Saturday, the 21st. You're going to be hearing this on Monday, the 23rd. But on Saturday, the 21st, the world changed. Now, I'm back here on the 18th, Shelley and I. So we're looking forward to it. You're looking back on it. You may or may not know what happened, but something had to have happened on the 21st. Mm-hmm. Now, because that was a deadline, that was a marker date. And here's what is, and that's why I'm talking to you all this week, Iran in the Bible. And here is what was on Fox News. No, this is Eretz Sheva. I wanted the one on Fox News. Here's what Fox News said. Israel has until week's end to strike Iran nuclear facility, Bolton says. Israel has until the weekend to launch a military strike on Iran's first nuclear plant before the humanitarian risk of an attack becomes too great, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton said Tuesday. John Bolton was the ambassador to the UN under the Reagan, or maybe Bush administration, excuse me. A Russian company is expected to help Iran start loading nuclear fuel into its plant on Saturday, after which an attack on the Bushehr reactor could trigger harmful radiation, which Israel wants to avoid, Bolton said. So, unless the Israelis act immediately to shut down the facility, it will be too late. Quote, once it's close to the reactor, the risk is when the reactor is attacked, there will be a release of radiation into the air, Bolton told Fox News. It's most unlikely they would act after the fuel rods are loaded. Though Iranian officials insist the reactor is for peaceful purposes, Bolton warned about the danger of the up and running reactor. What this does is give Iran a second route to nuclear weapons in addition to enriched uranium. It's a very, very huge victory for Iran. As I understand this, and I'm just talking to you right now, there's two roads to their having nuclear bomb. Mm-hmm. And one of them is plutonium. And this plant, if I'm not mistaken, I heard this somewhere in all the things I was reading, this plant will produce plutonium. So if they have that, or they have enriched uranium, they can have an atomic bomb in the hands of a madman, Ahmadinejad. And Ahmadinejad, of course, he would not mind a war. I was just sitting here talking to Shelley and those who are here. It was different. My grandson, Brandon, over there doing the board, he said, who has nuclear power? So number one, U.S. has nuclear power. Soviet Union, not Soviet Union anymore, Republic of Russia mm-hmm. has nuclear power. Israel has nuclear power. Now, is it fair for Ahmadinejad to have it? All of those value life. Even the Russians in the Cold War time, mm-hmm. they didn't want to die. They don't even believe in heaven, so they don't want to die and go to the dirt.
Right.
But Ahmadinejad believes that the Mahdi, the you might say false messiah, which would be to Islam, will come back in the middle of a terrible war, and that there are so many men on the earth who can bring that war, I think 36 or something like that, and Ahmadinejad thinks he's one of them. So he does not mind using it. If he has nuclear power, Shelley, he will use it.
Yes.
So it's a dangerous thing. Mm-hmm. Bolton, who was U.S. ambassador during the Bush administration, expressed doubt that Israel was planning a military strike, but suggested it's an open question. If they were going to do anything, they certainly would not be talking about it. He noted that the reactor gives Iran something that both Iraq and Syria were never able to achieve because their facilities were destroyed by the Israelis. Now, I don't know if you can remember back when Iraq, very same situation, mm-hmm. bringing on a reactor, and the Israelis, without anybody knowing it,
right.
they flew low.
Mm-hmm. Stealth.
Yeah, under the radar, and they took that thing out. Mm-hmm. Now, were you with us on that in 2007 when the Israelis took out that reactor in Syria?
I don't think I was.
Well, we took a trip. We took a trip to Israel, and we saw all these planes in the sky. And you know how we go there, and we just look and look to see those planes in the sky. Well, right. I mean, we didn't have to look. We didn't have to search to see all these Israeli planes coming from that air base. They were zoom, 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 filling the air. And we knew something was up. Well, they took out the Syrian reactor. But they said they did nothing. They said they didn't do it. They didn't know anything about it. So it didn't become known. The U.S. said Israel didn't do it. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything there. And right. in Syria, it was such a thing. And who was helping them? The Russians. Mm. But while we were there on one of our tours, they took it out.
Yeah.
And just insisting that they didn't. So right now, we're sitting here on Wednesday. It's the 18th. So we're looking up towards Saturday. We don't know if they'll do anything or not, but when you hear this, you will know.
Mm-hmm.
But the world will have changed when you hear this.
Yeah.
Because if they're closer to nuclear power, it's a dangerous situation.
Yes, it is.
But it could be, I told Shelley, God could give an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 121, the one that watches over Israel, never sleeps nor slumbers.
Right.
So you could be sure that Israel's going to be there. We've read the last of the book.
That's right.
But in the meantime, what has happened here? The Zionist regime, the Ahmadinejad regime said, we may lose a power plant, but the whole existence of the Zionist regime will be jeopardized. That's what one of his men said. Now, I have a friend who heads up prayer for the Daughters of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
For John Hagee, and John called her, Christians United for Israel, called Lynn Hammond and asked for prayer. Because if Israel does take this out, they will respond. Now, one of the papers that I'm reading here said that if Israel would hit that plant to take it out, there would be a response from Iran, unless they stopped Iran from being able to respond.
Right.
I don't know, you know. But one of the ways that they would be expected to respond would be through Hezbollah
mm-hmm.
and through attacks there on the north of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Through Lebanon.
So it's going to be an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Shelley, you went with me to Russia many, mm-hmm. many times.
Mm-hmm.
And Soviet Russia.
Right.
And one of the first things you're going to think about here is the 38th chapter of Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
38th chapter of Ezekiel. You want to turn there and read that first part, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Just start there, and I'll stop you wherever I want to butt in.
Ezekiel 38, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief priests of Meshech.
No, chief.
Prince mm-hmm. of Meshech and Tobolsk, and prophesy against him.
Now just stop right there. Who is this addressed to?
Well, it's addressed to Gog.
Gog. Now, Gog is an evil spirit. He's one of those chief princes. Mm-hmm. He's one of those, that double kingdom system. We did quite a teaching on double kingdom system not too long ago. I know you could get it back in the archives. There's a double kingdom system, evil princes. When Adam, he gave up his authority. Mm-hmm. Then Satan set up a double kingdom system around the earth. There are evil, wickedness in the high places. And we know from the book of Daniel that there's one over Iran, mm-hmm. Persia. Right. And we know there's one over Greece. So this is an evil prince that's being called Gog here. Mm-hmm. And he is the chief prince over, Meshach is an ancient name for Moscow. Mm-hmm. And Tubal is probably Tublisk. And prophesy against him. It's against this evil prince. Go ahead. Verse 2.
And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal.
Go ahead.
And I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma, of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them.
All right, now we know who. It's going to be Russia as the guard over a group of nations, and in this nations, there are their allies. The number one listed is
Persia.
Persia. Who is Persia?
Iran.
Iran. Persia. Iran in the Bible is called Persia, and it's called Elam, E-L-A-M. But this is Iran. So we see here that Russia is going to be allied with Iran, mm-hmm. and they're going to be against Israel. That we'll see in verse 8. It lists other allies, and one of them that it lists is present-day Turkey, mm-hmm. Togarma. So they've just turned against. They were having good relations with Israel, but they've mm-hmm. recently turned against them. So we see the personnel of this. Now, whether or not it's this very battle, we don't know. But we see the personnel. It is Russia. The United States begged them, don't give them those rods. Don't help them. And for many years, this project's been in the offing for a long time. For many years, they did hold off. But recently they said, Russia said, we're not going to hold off. We're going to give them to them. So as I understand, they've been shipped and they're ready to be put in. Now, I suppose there could be some standoff at the end. I don't know. But the amazing thing is the very nations that are listed right mm-hmm. here in Ezekiel 38 are in what's in our headlines today. So this is Billy Brim and Shelley saying, be back with us tomorrow. We're going to talk about this some more.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.